It's news that's left some cheering and others stunned. PG&E's announcement that it won't seek relicensing of the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant and will replace it with renewable energy projects came as a surprise for some, while others think it's just good business. It's a proposal that's left some longtime critics pleased.
It's a remarkable achievement for which primary credit goes to PG&E itself, which found a way forward for everybody.
Ralph Kavanagh is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He was one of the chief negotiators in what's being called a historic proposal. Those involved with the deal include PG&E, the NRDC, Friends of the Earth, Environment California, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 1245, the Coalition of California Utility Employees, and the Alliance for Nuclear Responsibility. The plan calls for PG&E to drop its request for a 20-year extension of its Nuclear Regulatory Commission permits for Diablo Canyon's two reactors. The permits are set to expire in 2024 and 2025. So the plan would end efforts to extend the plant's life, but it would still operate for the next 9 years.
It's a sharp contrast with the way that the shutdown of San Onofre had to be handled in Southern California, which was precipitous. There was no warning. It was a massive equipment failure, and there was no time to plan, no time to address community impacts. PG&E is going about it completely differently. This is a path forward that I think for most people looking at the industry and at the prospects for a clean energy future, they'll find this a much more compelling way to do it.
The plant near Avila Beach in San Luis Obispo County is the last operational nuclear power plant in California. It provides more than 2,100 megawatts of power, which is enough to serve about 1.7 million homes. The plant has been controversial even before it first went online more than 3 decades ago, with big concerns about its safety. A number of groups have opposed its relicensing because of seismic safety concerns. PG&E contends the facility is safe, but opponents say its proximity to earthquake faults poses a huge risk. The NRDC's Kavanagh says the shutdown process is a lengthy one, which will take years and lots of review to deal with issues like how you deal with spent fuel rods.
There will be a full environmental review before those plans are finalized. The community will be fully engaged. This joint proposal doesn't pretend to resolve every issue surrounding the future of the plant, and there will be many opportunities for members of the public with strong views on this to weigh in.
It also gives the community time to prepare because the plant is San Luis Obispo County's largest private employer with more than 1,500 workers. Kavanagh says most of the jobs will be secure for years, and perhaps some will shift to the renewable energy projects PG&E has pledged to pursue.
The clean energy resources, of course, include a spectrum so broad that we can't today anticipate all of it. There will be technologies emerging that will become part of the replacement for Diablo Canyon that are only a dream right now. Remember that the plants will continue to operate until 2024, 2025, after which many of the workers will be involved in making sure that the plants are safely dismantled. There are years of work remaining even after the plants reach the end of their operating life.
The NRDC negotiator says this agreement puts his environmental group and others in an interesting position. Next week, the State Lands Commission is set to look at renewing leases critical to keeping the plant open. So he says they will be there in support of PG&E because abruptly trying to close the plant would be disastrous.
Our first task together is to go to the State Lands Commission and get the plant's lease renewed through the end of its operating license. No question that the breadth of support for this proposal will help us achieve that.
PG&E's move could be as driven by dollars and cents as altruistic. The plant is also facing the possibility of having to spend billions of dollars to rebuild its ocean water cooling system, something that company has told stockholders could be a make-or-break situation for the facility's long-term future. Still, while the plan could set a timeline for shutdown, something unthinkable just days ago, 9 more years of operation may leave some of those concerned about the seismic safety question reluctant to sign on. PG&E declined multiple requests from KCLU News for an interview, but in a written statement calls this plan a reflection on California's changing energy landscape. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.